My guest at this time is Robin Rorick. He is Group Director of Midstream and Industry Operations at the American Petroleum Institute. The API is working with the National Transportation Safety Board and the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration to come up with new pipeline safety management systems. He's here to explain now what they've come up with and how he's excited about what this will mean for the safety and transport of natural resources. And Robin, thank you very much for being with us.
No, I'm glad to be here, Greg.
So what exactly have you arrived at as a conclusion about the best way to move forward in terms of making pipelines as safe, both environmentally and otherwise, as much as possible?
Well, you know, Greg, if you look at the pipeline industry as a whole for the country, we have about 500,000 miles of transmission lines for both oil and natural gas scattered throughout the country. And it provides a significant amount of energy to for all of the users of oil and natural gas. If you look at crude oil alone in 2013, we moved over almost 15 billion barrels of crude oil throughout the country. And that was done with where 99.999% of our products reached its destination. But as an industry, we're committed, Greg, to getting that number to 100%. And so we have developed a standard for the industry, if you will, or a best practice, where we're going to work with the industry to establish a safety culture for companies so that from the CEO all the way down to the worker in the field, what we're doing is we're working with them to develop a program so that safety is at the core of everything that they're doing. So that ensures that the worker who's operating in the facility can operate and minimize any chance of injury, but it also ensures that we're doing everything we can to prevent a release from happening that damages the surrounding environment or the community as well.
And how are you doing that?
Well, we've developed a standard. The standard is based on the principle of developing a safety management plan, which then gets implemented through the company. But the real benefit of the standard is that it provides guidance to the company so that they're constantly reviewing components of that plan to assess its effectiveness. And then if they identify any areas that need to be improved, those get implemented. So the plan itself, the individual company's plan, is constantly being reviewed, constantly being updated and improved wherever possible. And then what the program does is it allows the industry as a whole to collect information and data and share information between companies so that as an industry and as a whole, we can move that needle of improvement even further to advance the issue.
You mentioned, Robin, that for the most part, your track record is quite good, but you want it to be perfect in those relatively rare instances where there is a problem. Is there a common reason for that problem?
There really isn't. I mean, we find as an industry that it's that you'll have everything from operator error to equipment failure to, in some cases, you'll have natural disasters that will cause damage. And what we're finding is one of the leading causes for damage is actually not even within the realm of control within our industry. It's third-party line strikes. So it's someone putting an addition on a house or putting in a new tree, and they have a backhoe that comes in and it strikes one of our lines. So even for instances like that, we develop programs like our 811 program so that we can have a mechanism whereby people can call and get the lines identified so that they don't hit them. So it's really this commitment to safety is one that individual companies make. It's one that as an industry we make and that we're working with the surrounding communities to ensure that they understand as well.
Most Americans, of course, are aware of the pipeline safety issues as it relates to the Keystone debate, which is back kind of on the shelf at this point. And, of course, the environmental concerns, both in the construction of pipelines as well as in the operation of the pipeline. So talk about that a little bit and whether you think this new standard will considerably increase the likelihood that, first of all, a project can happen, and secondly, that if it does happen, that there won't be any complications.
Well, our hope certainly is that the standard provides a level of comfort to citizens, to regulators and the like, and even to industry that we can operate safely. It also provides a great avenue where we can continue to have a dialogue so that if there are concerns, people can raise them and we can hopefully address them. You know, with regards to Keystone, there were five environmental reviews that demonstrated that the Keystone would not provide additional environmental harm. The vast majority of the public supports the development of the Keystone XL pipeline. So I think the data and the support is there. Unfortunately, the administration is not. But I would also suggest, too, that there are other pipelines that are in the works, so that we hope to be in the works soon, that could provide a great deal of value. If you take just as a quick example, if you look at the Marcellus Shale area that produces natural gas, we're talking about areas in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, as an example. There's an opportunity there for them to provide natural gas up to the New England states who suffered last year from a brutal winter. Hopefully they don't suffer anything like that again this year. But, you know, on average, the folks up in New England pay $5 more for their natural gas costs than the rest of the country does, simply because we don't have the infrastructure in place to get the natural gas, which is only a few states away, up to the New England area.
Robin, just for folks who don't know necessarily how the process works, now that you've come up with this standard in cooperation with various government agencies, is it essentially the rule now for the industry? Is it only for those who sign on to it? How does that work?
It's a great question. It's a voluntary standard where companies can choose to participate in it. I will say that we made it a point to work with the broad industry. So I believe that we have designed a standard that's going to have a broad appeal throughout the industry. It certainly got the support of the regulators like the Department of Transportation, the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration. So it's got the support of the federal agencies. So I believe that you will see that this standard will have broad application. And in fact, we've gotten a lot of interest both from within the United States, and we've even gotten a lot of interest from other countries like China and even some countries in Europe to take this standard and implement it there as well by companies. So we think that we've got a good thing going here, and we're very, very hopeful, and we're very excited to see the progress that comes from the standard.
Very interesting. Robin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Robin Rorick is Group Director of Midstream and Industry Operations at the American Petroleum Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.